This is Ozarks at Large. Thanksgiving is behind us, and so, almost, is the 2020 election. Runoffs in Arkansas will be determined after votes are counted tonight. However, the president maintains there could still be some counting somewhere regarding the national voting that took place nearly 1 month ago. For their conversation this week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, and John Brummett, political writer and columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, discuss what, if anything, is next regarding the transition from one presidential administration to another. And they'll also talk about the possible politics surrounding vaccines. First, though, Roby asked John Brummett about the current president's motives for continuing to offer claims, without evidence, of voter irregularities and fraud regarding last month's elections.
I think he's stringing his base along. I think he's raising money. I think he's keeping himself alive for to be the grand poobah of the Republican Party after his presidency and be the inevitable or the fateful Republican nominee in 4 years, if he's still interested in 4 years. I think he's also trying to delegitimize the Biden presidency by casting aspersions or doubt on its whether its victory was solid. I think he's keeping the Trump base inspired. But I think from time to time, he probably thinks, I really did get cheated. I think today, just today, I saw there's a, I don't believe he was, but I think probably as part of his grandiose thinking, a piece just moved about the Secretary of State of Georgia, saying that he's opening an investigation into allegations that Democratic voter registration groups have been encouraging people outside of Georgia to register for the Senate runoff, and he's going to investigate that. As soon as I read that, I'm thinking two things. One, they shouldn't be doing that, and that ought to be investigated. And two, Trump's going to say, well, they probably did that on me. I think we'll hear that from him. See, they're having to investigate it. They should have investigated it before. I think he probably believes a lot of, or some of that happened. Doesn't matter. In his race, he lost, and the courts are rebuffing him. But just to consider all the things going on in that peculiar mind, I think that's probably in there.
So Trump has said that he may announce that he is going to run again in 2024 during the Biden inauguration, which would be pretty much on brand for Trump to do something like that. Speak to that issue, number one. But number two, it kind of boxes out the Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, Mike Pence. It boxes all of the potential 2024 candidates out.
You will remember, I think, that he announced Trump 2020's formation on the day of his inauguration in 2016, when, by the way, he had the largest crowds ever, he said. So that would be on brand to sort of advance this narrative that, hey, I really ought to still be there because I won. And just like on this date 4 years ago after I won, I announced again, I'm going to do that this time. Plus, he would like to show total disrespect for the Biden inauguration, show total disregard for courtesy, for the kind of respectful transition of power that has preceded him, because he is not a respectful person. He is a person with an ego disorder. So, yeah, I think probably that'll be the time that he will do it. If he might have a rally somewhere during the inauguration.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
Anything to keep Joe's ratings down and to protect Trump's record of having had the largest crowd ever. Of course, Biden can't approach that because of the coronavirus, so that would have an asterisk.
Correct. Right. All right, so Joe Biden, the president-elect, has been making some announcement of some potential appointments. Is there any particular appointment that you may be watching for, or one that's already out there that you find peculiar or interesting?
Not so much. There is one I'll mention, but generally his appointments have interested me in that they are largely on the foreign policy front. There are a lot of Obama people. You would expect that, I think. He was vice president in the Obama administration. He's availing himself of that experience. it also is an international view or a worldview, and America's cooperative place in it that was a signature of Obama that will be restored as a signature of America to undo Trump's America First. We don't care to be in NATO or any of these agreements, that kind of thing. So I think that's the most encouraging thing so far for me, a return to normalcy and to America as a partner in the progressive world. I am kind of interested in how he does the office of Attorney General for this reason. I think we've all been newly educated in the Trump administration to the stress points between a political office, a president, appointing the head of the supposedly what we have long claimed to be somewhat independent Department of Justice, and how that, and of course, Trump flouted that. And I think Biden, I'm thinking he will want to pick someone with whom he absolutely has no association. He might consider delegating the appointment in some way to a group. I'm just interested in how he approaches that. It's not, you know, Trump didn't start this this closeness between the presidency and the attorney general. John F. Kennedy put his own kid brother in as attorney general. So, but Trump has brought, Trump's brazen disregard for any even pretense of ethical propriety in that regard or separation has put it in the forefront of my mind, at least, and to see what Biden's going to do with it.
All right, let's talk some vaccine politics here. We seem to have a couple of potential vaccines are making their way to the forefront. We're starting to see some of the logistics of how vaccines are going to get distributed. I think we'll learn more a little bit later in the week about what may happen in Arkansas and across the nation. I guess, first of all, are you planning on getting a vaccine? When will you get one?
I would be the second person to get one if they would let me. As long as Dr. Fauci was first, I would be the second. and I make that public offer to be second after he does. Yeah, I'm going to get one. I think people ought to get them. There's the politics of it. I'm already getting this thing. I got an interesting email yesterday. Hey, Brummett, I hope you ride herd on the governor and the legislature to make sure they don't get to the front of the line on these vaccines so they can have their session without worry about COVID. It'll be about like them to take the vaccines right off the top for themselves. So people are thinking about these kinds of things. And I think that's sort of an interesting question. Is there any privilege asserted and who gets it? But the stated way that's going to be done, and we'll have to see the execution, is that the first batch of vaccine will be substantial and it will come quickly to the states and the states will be in charge. And nursing home residents and staff go first. As the son of a wonderful 90-year-old Arkansas woman in a nursing home that calls every 2 or 3 weeks and says they've had another case, I'm all for that, for the patients, for the residents and the staff. And after that, I'm thinking, and medical personnel, of course they go first. And after that, persons over 65, including those just barely over 65, such as myself, we would go next. That seems fair. And I don't understand not getting a vaccine if it's been tested at 95% approval and 95% effectiveness and safety. So, yeah.
John Brummett is a columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. They discussed a bit more this week, including news of the Arkansas Razorback football program. That part of the conversation and more can be found at talkbusiness.net. And you can find John Brummett's political columns at arkansasonline.com. This is Ozarks at Large.